Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, minister of 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation of Manhattan, 12th Hour in Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is August 23, 2016, or it's 21, 2020. We will start our first service today with a song entitled, Faith is a Victory. Encamped along the hills of life, you Christian soldiers lie, and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing sky. Against the foe and there below, let all our strength be held. Faith is the victory we know, that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. His banner over us is love, our sword, the word of Yah. We tread the road, the saints above, the shouts of triumph on. A faithful like a whirlwind's breath swept on o'er every field. A faith by which they conquered death is still our shining shield. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. On every hand the foe we find, drawn up in dread array. Let tents of ease be left behind, and onward to the fray. Salvation's helmet on his head, with truth all girded about. The earth shall tremble beneath our tread, and echo with our shout. Faith is a victory. Faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. To him that overcomes the foe, what raiment shall be given? Before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. Then on return the hills of love, our hearts with love aflame, we'll dance with all the host of night, and Yahshua's conquering name. Faith is a victory. Faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world.
Okay, we're going to do the first chapter of the book of Nehemiah. Let's just name our sermon, the book of Nehemiah. And we're going to start with chapter 1, verse 1. The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah. And it came to pass in the month Chislu, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan the palace, that Hananiah, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped which were left of the captivity and concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. And it came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and wept, and mourned certain days, and fasted, and prayed before the Yahweh of heaven. So he said he mourned certain days, he fasted, and he prayed. And said, I beseech thee, O Yahweh Elohim of heaven, the great and terrible Yahweh, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him, and observe his commandments, that thine ear now be attentive, and thine eyes open, that thou may hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. And Nehemiah is acknowledging that both he and his father's house have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the words that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if you turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, though they were of you cast out unto the uttermost part of the heaven, yet will I gather them from thence, and will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name there. Now these are my servants and thy people, whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand. O Yahweh, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive unto the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants, who desire to fear thy name and prosper. I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. Chapter 2. And it came to pass in the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes, the king, that wine was before him, and I took up the wine and gave it unto the king. Now I had not been before time sad in his presence. Wherefore the king said unto me, why is thy countenance sad, seeing thou art not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then I was very sore afraid, and said unto the king, let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad, when the city, the place of my father's sepulchre, lieth waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire? Then the king said unto me, for what dost thou make request? So I prayed to the Elohim of heaven, and I said unto the king, if it please the king, and if thy servant have found favor in thy sight, that thou wouldest send me unto Judah, unto the city of my father's sepulchres, that I may build it. And the king said unto me, the queen also sitting by him, for how long shall thy journey be, and when wilt thou return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. Moreover, I said unto the king, if it please the king, verse 7, Nehemiah chapter 2. Moreover, I said unto the king, if it please the king, let letters be given me to the governors beyond the river, that they may convey me over till I come into Judah. and the letter unto Aesop, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the palace, which appertained unto the house and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall enter into, and the king granted me according unto the good hand of my Yahweh upon me. And I came to the governors beyond the river, and gave them the king's letters. Now the king has sent captains of the army and horsemen with me. When Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, heard of it, he grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. So I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days. And I rose in the night, I and some few men with me. Neither told I any man what my Elohim had put in my heart to do it, Jerusalem. Neither was there any beast with me, save the beast that I rode upon. And I went out by night by the gate of the valley, even before the dragon well, and to the dung port, and viewed the walls of Jerusalem which were broken down, and the gates thereof were consumed with fire. Then I went on to the gate of the fountain, and to the king's pool, but there was no place for the beast that was under me to pass. Then went I up in the night by the brook, and viewed the wall, and turned back, and entered by the gate of the valley, and so returned. And the rulers knew not whether I went or what I did, neither had I as yet told it to the Jews, nor to the priests, nor to the nobles, nor to the rulers, nor to the rest that did the work. Then said I unto them, you see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. And I told them of the hand of my Elohim, which was good unto me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. Well, this is where we're at today. We are commanded to rise up and build. It's time now to rise up and build. And we have also our admonition there in Amos chapter 9 about this rising up and building. It says that Amos chapter 9 verse 10, it says, all the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, which say the evil shall not overtake nor prevent it. In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof, and I will raise up his ruin, and I will build it as in the days of old. This is in Amos 9:11. Now, this is exactly what Nehemiah was commanded to do the first time, was to raise up the tabernacle of David. And he's the one that built it back. This is the type. And Amos 9:11 says it's antitypical David. Call him an antitypical Nehemiah if you want to. He's going to also come and raise up the tabernacle of David that's fallen down. Okay, Nehemiah 2:19. But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant of the Ammonite and Geshem the Arabian heard it, they laughed us a scorn and despised us and said, what is this thing that that ye do? Will ye rebel against the king? And then answered I them and said unto them, the Elohim of heaven, he will prosper us, therefore we his servants will arise and build. but ye have no portion nor right nor memorial in Jerusalem. He said, then answered I them and said unto them, the Yahweh of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore we his servants will arise and build. That ye have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem. So, this house of David is only going to be the members of the house of David that's going to rise up and raise up this tabernacle of David that's fallen down here in these last days. And there's nobody else is going to have no part in it. People that say to you, they used to be with you and they leave you and they say, well, you're not the man. Yahweh's not with you no more. You don't have a message. Everything you say is confusion. I don't understand a thing you say. Another step that you say is going to come to pass. And that's so strange because the person that said this had been with us 33 years and he left here in 2:14 and then he said, now, Yahweh's moved on with us. He's talking about him and his wife. And yet, he was with me 33 years, and he saw me make one prophecy after another. This man I'm talking about, Alan, and he saw me make one prophecy after another for 33 years. And he followed me when we broke from down at Kermit, and he followed me down here because everything I had prophesied had come true up to then. But then when he gets ready to leave here, he says, you haven't accomplished anything. All the things you said, that ain't going to come to pass. Ain't going to be none of that. It's not going to happen. So you see what I'm talking about? People get blinded. They get blinded to the what took place in the past. They don't stop and think about the real facts of the past. That you did make prophecy. They did come true. That's how come we're all here together right now, because the prophecies you made came true. That's why we're right here in Liberty Hill. That's why the Yahweh brought us here, because they asked me, where are we going to go? I said, we're going to the Austin area. I said, okay, let's go. Alright. Chapter 3. Then Elisha-eb, the high priest, rose up with his brethren, the priests, and they built the sheep gate. They sanctified it and set up the doors of it even unto the tower of Meah. They sanctified it unto the tower of Hananiah. And next unto him builded the men of Jericho. And next to them builded Zakur, the son of Imri. But the fish gate did the sons of Hasenaiah Bill, who also laid the beams thereof and set up the doors thereof. Okay, this goes in, this whole chapter 3 talks about all the different participants in the building. And it's, it looks like about 32 verses there in Nehemiah chapter 3, talking about all those that helped build. And now let's fast forward now to go to Nehemiah chapter 4. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we built the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Now Tobiah, the Ammonite, was by him, and he said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Hear, O Elohim, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for prey in the land of the captivity. Okay, it says, and cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee, for they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So build we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. But it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth. And conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our Elohim and set a watch against them day and night because of them. And Judah said, the strength of the bearers of the burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build a wall. And our adversaries said, they shall not know, neither see, till we come in the midst among them and slay them and cause the work to cease. So you always have the enemy when Yahweh has a prophecy to be fulfilled for the rebuilding of his country or his tabernacle, the David. You're going to always have the enemy already there ahead of time, waiting to see if there's any way that he can prevent it from happening. That's what we have today. Yahweh raised up Donald Trump in this country. He's a great deliverer. Well, the enemy, we're learning more about the enemy. The enemy is backed by the Illuminati. The Illuminati is represented by the Rothschilds, the number one Jewish Zionist Jews in all the world. And they're communists, they're Illuminati, they're all of that evil. And they're backing the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton and all of those people on the Democratic ticket. The Rothschilds, the richest people in the world, are backing all of this. And so anyway, let us continue now. And it came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times, from all places whence ye shall return unto us, they will be unto you. Therefore said I, in the lower places behind the wall and on the higher places, I even sit the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Yahweh which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses. And it came to pass when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and Yahweh had brought their counsel them out, that we returned all of us to the wall, every one unto his work. And it came to pass from that time forth that the half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held both the spears, the shields, and the bows, and the habergeons, and the rulers were behind all the house of Judah. They which builded on the wall, and they that bear burdens with those that laid it, every one with one of his hands, wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. This is where we're at today. We're coming to that place where when we start to really get into rebuilding this tabernacle of David, we're going to have the enemy here to contend with to literally try to stop it, just like it happened to Nehemiah and his people. For the builders, every one had his sword girded by his side, and so builded. And he that sounded the trumpet was by me. And I said unto the nobles, and unto the rulers, and unto the rest of the people, the work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall, one far from another. In what place, therefore, ye hear the sound of the trumpet, resort ye thither unto us, our Elohim shall fight for us. So we labored in the work, and half of them held the spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared, Likewise at the same time said I unto the people, let every one with his servant lodge within Jerusalem, that is, that in the night they may be a guard to us and labor on the day. So neither I, nor my brethren, nor my servants, nor the men of the guard which followed me, none of us put off our clothes, saving that everyone put them off for washing. Well, they had to wash their clothes, didn't they? All right, Nehemiah chapter 5. And it was a great cry of the people and of their wives against their brethren, the Jews. For there were that said, we are sons and our daughters are many. Therefore we take up corn for them, that we may eat and live. Some also there were that said, we have mortgaged our lands, vineyards, and houses, that we might buy corn because of the dearth. There were also that said, we have borrowed money for the king's tribute, and that upon our lands and vineyards. Yet now your flesh is as the flesh of our brethren, our children as their children, our children as their children, and lo, we bring into bondage our sons and our daughters to be servants, and some of our daughters are brought into bondage already. Neither is it in our power to redeem them, for other men have our lands and vineyards. And I was very angry when I heard their cry and these words. Then I consulted with myself, and I rebuked the nobles and the rulers, and said unto them, ye exact usury every one of his brother, and I set a great assembly against them. And I said unto them, we are after our ability have redeemed our brethren, the Jews, which were sold unto the heathen, and will ye even sell your brethren? Now these heathen are they're the Arabs. They're the Arabs, but they're referring to the heathen. Nebuchadnezzar was an Arab, and so that's who ruled over Judah for 70 years, was the Arabs. Or so they be sold unto us, then held they their peace and found nothing to answer. Also I said, it is not good that you do ought you not to walk in the fear of our Elohim because of the reproach of the heathen, our enemies. In other words, the heathen, the enemies, have been reproached already. And it says, also I said, it is not good that ye do. Ought ye not to walk in the fear of our Elohim? Because you've seen the reproach of the enemy, what Yahweh does to them. I likewise, and my brethren, and my servants, might exact of them money and corn. I pray you, let us leave off this usury. Restore our pay to them, even this day, their lands, their vineyards, their olive yards, and their houses, also the hundredth part of the money, and of the corn, the wine, and the oil that ye exact of them. Then said they, we will restore them, and will require nothing of them, so will we do as thou sayest. Then I called the priest and took an oath of them, that they should do according unto the promise. Also, I shook my lap and said, so Yahweh shake out every man from his house and from his labor that performeth not this promise. Even thus be he shaken out and emptied. And all the congregation said, Amen. And praise Yahweh. And the people did according unto this promise. Moreover, from the time that I was appointed to be their governor in the land of Judah, from the 20th year even unto the 32nd year of Artaxerxes the king, that is 12 years, I and my brethren have not eaten the bread of the governor. But the former governors that had been before me were chargeable unto the people, and had taken of them bread and wine, besides 40 shekels of silver, yea, even their servants bear rule over the people. But so did I, so did not I, because of the fear of Elohim. Yea, also I continued in the work of this wall, neither brought we any land, neither bought we any land, and all my servants were gathered thither unto the work. Moreover, there were at my table 150 of the Jews and rulers, besides those that came unto us from among the heathen that are about us. Now that which was prepared for me daily was one ox and six choice sheep. Also fowls were prepared for me, and once in 10 days store of all sorts of wine. Yet for all this required not I the bread of the governor, because the bondage was heavy upon this people. Think upon me, my Elohim, for good, according to all that I have done for this people. Chapter 6 of Nehemiah. Now it came to pass, when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem, the Arabian, and the rest of our enemies heard that I had built the wall, and that there was no breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, Come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono, but they thought to do me mischief. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease, whilst I leave it and come down to you? Yet they went unto me four times after. Yet they sent unto me four times after this sort, and I answered them after the same manner. Then sent Sanballat his servant unto me in like manner the fifth time, with an open letter in his hand, wherein was written, It is reported among the heathen, and Geshemu saith it, that thou and the Jews think to rebel, for which cause thou buildest a wall, that thou mayest be their king according unto these words. And thou hast also appointed prophets to preach of thee at Jerusalem, saying, There is a king in Judah. And now shall it be reported to the king according to these words? Come now, therefore, and let us take counsel together. And I sent unto him, saying, There are no such things done as thou sayest, but thou feignest them out of thine own heart, for they are all made us afraid, saying, Their hands shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. Now therefore, O Elohim, strengthen my hand. Afterwards I came unto the house of Shemaiah, the son of the Delaiah, the son of Mehethabel, who was shut up, and he said, Let us meet together in the house of Yahweh within the temple. Let us shut the doors of the temple, for they will come to slay thee. Yea, in the night will they come to slay thee. And I said, Should such a man as I flee, and who is there that being as I am, would go into the temple to save his life? I will not go in, and lo, I perceive that Yahweh had not sent him, but that he pronounced this prophecy against me. For Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. Therefore was he hired, that I should be afraid, and do so, and sin, and that they might have matter for an evil report, that they might reproach me. Now Yahweh, think thou upon Tobiah and Sanballat, according unto these their works, and on the properties of Noadiah, Adiah, and the rest of the prophets that would have put me in fear. So the wall was finished in the 25th day of the month Elul, in 52 days. And it came to pass that when all our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our Elohim. Now, what did I say? That they finished it in the fifth day of the month Elul. Well, we're in the month Elul right now. Okay, which is in August. Okay. So, moreover, in those days, the nobles of Judah sent many letters unto Tobiah, and the letters of Tobiah came unto them, for there were many in Judah sworn unto him, because he was the son-in-law of Shechaniah, the son of Arah, and his son Johanan, J-O-H-A-N-A-N. Also they reported his good deeds before me, and uttered my words to him. And Tobiah sent letters to put me in fear. Now it came to pass, this is chapter 7 now, Nehemiah. Now it came to pass when the wall was built, and I had set up the doors, and the porters, and the singers, and the Levites were appointed, that I gave my brother Hanani and Hananiah, the ruler of the palace, charge over Jerusalem, for he was a faithful man and feared Elohim above many. And I said unto them, let not the gates of Jerusalem be open until the sun be hot, and while they stand by, let them shut the doors and bar them, and appoint watchers of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, every one in his watch, and every one to be over against his house. Now the city was large and great, but the people were few therein, and the houses were not builded. And my Elohim put into my heart to gather together the nobles and the rulers and the people, that they might be reckoned by genealogy, and I found a register of the genealogy of them which came up at the first, and found written therein. These are the children of the province that went up out of the captivity of those that had been carried away, when Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon had carried away and came again to Jerusalem unto Judah, every one unto his city, who came with Zerubbabel, Yeshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Ramiah, Nehemiah, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mispevet. Well, I'm not going to name all of these. This whole chapter 7 is naming all of these children that came up out of captivity. Now, let's go on. Let's go fast forward to verse 70 of Nehemiah chapter 7. And some of the chief of the fathers gave unto the work, the Tirshatah gave to the treasurer 1,000 drams of gold, 50 basins, 530 priest garments. And some of the chief of the fathers gave to the treasurer of the work 20,000 drams of gold, and 2,200 pounds of silver, and that which the rest of the people gave was 20,000 drams of gold, and 2,000 pounds of silver, and 67 priest garments. So the priests and the Levites and the porters and the singers and some of the people and the Nethinims and all Israel dwelt in their cities, and when the seventh month came, the children of Israel were in their cities. Now, the seventh month is when you have the Day of Atonement now. Oh, everybody's all ready to go now. Everybody's in their cities, and now they're all ready to go to come to the Atonement and to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles. So now we're going to Nehemiah chapter 8. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which Yahweh had commanded unto Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate, from the morning until the midday, before the men and the women and those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood, which they had made for the purpose, and beside him stood Mattathiah and Shebma and Hilkiah and Maaseiah on his right hand, and on his left hand Padeah and Mishael and Machiah and Hashem and Hashbadanah, Zechariah and Meshulam. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Yahweh, the great Elohim, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads, and worshipped Yahweh with their faces to the ground. Also Jeshua and Bani and Sherebiah, Jamin and Akub, Shabbatai, Hodiah, Mahaseiah, Kilata, Azariah, Jozabad, Hanan, Peleah, and the Levites caused the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. So they read in the book of the law of Elohim distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levite, that taught the people, said unto all the people, This day is holy unto Yahweh your Elohim. Mourn not, nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy unto our Elohim. Now that be ye sorry, for the joy of Yahweh is your strength. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, Hold your peace, for the day is holy, neither be ye grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. And on the second day were gathered together the chief of the fathers of all the people, the priests and Levites, unto Ezra the scribe, even to understand the words of the law. And they found written in the law, which the Yahweh had commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast of the seventh month, that they should publish and proclaim in all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, Go forth unto the mount and fetch olive branches and pine branches and myrtle branches and palm branches and branches of thick trees to make booths, as it is written. So the people went forth and brought them, and made themselves booths. Made themselves booths, every one, upon the roof of his house, and in their courts, and in the courts of the house of Elohim, and in the street of the water gate, and in the street of the gate of the Ephraim. And all the congregation of them that were come again out of the captivity made booths, and sat under the booths, for since the days of Jeshua, the son of Nun, unto that day had not the children of Israel done so. And there was very great gladness. Also, day by day, from the first day unto the last day, he read in the book of the law of Yahweh, and they kept the feast 7 days. And on the eighth day was a solemn assembly, which is a holy Sabbath day, according unto the manner. Now in the 20th and 4th day, we're in Nehemiah chapter 9. It says, now in the 20th and 4th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with the fasting, and with sackcloth and earth upon them. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers and stood and confessed their sin and the iniquities of their fathers. They stood up in their place and read in the book of the law of Yahweh their Elohim 1/4 part of the day. Well, that's 6 hours. And another 1/4 part they confessed. Actually, the 1/4 part of the day would be a 1/4 part of 12 hours. That's your daylight hours. That'd be 3 hours. And another day, the 1/4 part they confessed and worshiped the Yahweh, their Elohim. Then stood up on the stairs of the Levites, Jeshua, and Bani, Kadmiel, Shebaniah, Buni, Sherebiah, Bani, and Chinani, and cried with a loud voice unto Yahweh the Elohim. Then the Levites, Jeshua and Kadmiel, Bani and Hash, Abniha, Sherebiah, Hodijah, Shebaniah, and Peth, Ahiah, said, stand up and bless the Yahweh your Elohim forever and ever, and blessed be thy glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. Thou, even thou art Yahweh alone. Thou hast made the heaven of heavens, with all their hosts, the earth, and all things that are therein, the sea, and all that is therein, and thou preservest them all, and the host of heaven worshipeth thee. Thou art the Yahweh, the Elohim, who didst choose Abram, and broughtest him forth out of Ur of the Chaldees, and gavest him the name of Abraham, and foundest his heart faithful before thee, and madest a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Jebusites, and the Girgashites, to give it, I say, to his seed, and hast performed thy words, for thou art righteous. And didst see the affliction of our fathers in Egypt, and heardest their cry by the Red Sea, and showedest signs and wonders upon Pharaoh on all his servants and on all the people of his land. For thou knewest that they dealt proudly against them, so didst thou get thee a name as it is this day. And thou didst divide the sea before them, so that they went through the midst of the sea on the dry land, and their persecutors. Thou threwest into the deeps as a stone into the mighty waters. Moreover, thou ledest them in the day by a cloudy pillar, and in the night by a pillar of fire, to give them light in the way wherein they should go. Thou camest down also upon Mount Sinai, and spakest with them from heaven, and gavest them right judgments and true laws, good statutes and commandments, and madest known unto them thy holy Sabbath, and commandest them precepts, statutes, and laws by the hand of Moses thy servant, and gavest them bread from heaven for their hunger, and broughtest forth water for them out of the rock for their thirst, and promisest them that they should go in to possess the land which thou hast sworn to give them. But they and our fathers dealt proudly and hardened their necks and hearkened not to thy commandments and refused to obey. Neither were mindful of thy wonders that thou didst among them, but hardened their necks, and in their rebellion appointed captains to return to their bondage. But thou art Elohim, ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and forsookest them not. Yea, when they had made them a molten calf, and said, This is thy Elohim, that a God that brought thee up out of Egypt, and had wrought great provocation, yet thou in thy manifold mercies forsookest them not in the wilderness. The pillar of the cloud departed not from them by the day to lead them in the way, neither the pillar of the fire by the night to show them light and the way wherein they should go. Thou gavest also thy good spirit to instruct them, and withheldest not thy manna from their mouth, and gavest them water for their thirst. Yea, 40 years did thou sustain them in the wilderness, so that they lacked nothing. Their clothes waxed not old, and their feet swell not. Moreover, thou gavest them kingdoms and nations, and didst divide them into corners, so they possessed the land of Sihon, and the land of the king of Heshbon, and the land of Og, king of Bashan. Their children also multiplied thou as the stars of heaven, and brought them into the land where concerning which thou hast promised their fathers that they should go in to possess it. So the children went in and possessed the land, and thou subduest before them the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, and gavest them unto their hands, with their kings and the people of the land, that they might do with them as they would. And they took strong cities and a fat land, and possessed houses full of all goods, wells digged, and vineyards, and olive yards, and fruit trees in the abundance. So they did eat, and were filled, and became fat, and delighted themselves in thy great goodness. Nevertheless, they were disobedient, and rebelled against thee, and cast thy law behind their backs, and slew thy prophets which testified against them to turn them to thee, and they wrought great provocation. Therefore thou deliverest them into the hand of their enemies, who vexed them, and in the time of their trouble when they cried unto thee, thou heardest them from heaven, and according unto thy manifold mercy, thou gavest them saviors who saved them out of the hand of their enemies. But after they had rest, they did evil again before thee. Therefore leftest thou them in the hand of their enemies, so that they had the dominion over them. Yet when they returned and cried unto thee, thou heardest them from heaven, and many times didst thou deliver them according to thy mercy, and testifieth against them that thou mightest bring them again unto thy law. Yet they dealt proudly and hearkened not unto thy commandments, but sinned against thy judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them, and withdrew the shoulder, and hardened their neck, and would not hear. Yet many years didst thou forbear them, and testify against them by thy spirit and thy prophets, yet would they not give ear. Therefore gavest thou them into the hand of the people of the lands. Nevertheless, for thy great mercy's sake, thou didst not utterly consume them, nor forsake them, for thou art a gracious and merciful Elohim. Now therefore, O Elohim, the great, the mighty, and the terrible God, Yahweh, who keepeth the covenant and mercy, let not all the trouble seem little before thee that hath come upon us, on our kings, on our princes, and on our priests, and on our prophets, and on our fathers, and on all thy people, since the time of the kings of Assyria unto this day. Howbeit, thou art just in all that is brought upon us, for thou hast done right, but we have done wickedly. Neither have our kings, our princes, our priests, nor our fathers kept thy law, nor hearkened unto thy commandments, and thy testimony wherewith thou didst testify against them, for they have not served thee in their kingdom, and in thy great goodness that thou gavest them, and in the large and fat land which thou gavest before them. Neither turned they from their wicked works. Behold, we are servants this day, and for the land that thou gavest unto our fathers to eat the fruit thereof, and the good thereof. Behold, we are servants in it, and it yieldeth much increase unto the king, whom thou hast set over us because of our sins. Also they have dominion over our bodies and over our cattle at their pleasure, and we are in great distress. And because of all this, we make a sure covenant and write it, and our princes, Levites, and priests seal unto it. That's the end of chapter 9, and it goes into chapter 10, and we're getting close to the end of our study. So it's got the names of all of those that the princes, the Levites, and the priests that put their seal to it. Okay, well, we'll just take up this for our next study, hopefully. And we'll just go ahead and close this off with a song. To Yah be the glory, great things He has done. To Yah be the glory, great things He has done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son. To yield His life and atonement for sin, and open the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Yah, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Yah, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, to Yeshua the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer, the promise of Yah, the Father's the sender who truly believes. That moment from Yeshua, the pardon we sing. Praise Yah, let the earth hear His voice. Praise Yah, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, through Yeshua the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done. Great things He hath taught us, great things He hath done, and greater rejoicing to Yeshua the Son. The purer and higher and greater will be the wonder of transport when Yeshua we see. Praise Yah, let the earth hear His voice. Praise Yah, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, to Yeshua the Son, and give Him the glory.